Let us get straight to God's word this morning. Let's get into our Bibles, into the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Let us bow our heads as we pray this morning. Bow your head as we pray this morning. Father, we thank you for how good you have been unto us. We are seeing your hand all around us. We cannot deny it anymore, that you are at work amongst us. Father, this morning we ask that you will grant us grace by your Spirit to be able to not just hear your word, but to understand it. Not just to understand it, but to key into the grace that will release the power of the word to experience performance in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against every distraction this morning, my Father, and we ask that, Lord, you will have your way. Bless us mightily this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll be looking at unstoppable this morning. Unstoppable. You know what said to us that this month will be a month of no limit. And if you ask me, I'm beginning to see it. Don't worry. Before the month ends, you will hear some strange testimonies amongst us. Amen. Hallelujah. Before the month ends, we will hear very strange testimonies amongst us. People will wonder, can this thing still happen? Hallelujah. In 1 John 5 verse 4, there is something God tells us there. You know, in the world, we have so many things to battle with. You have sickness to fight. Right from when Adam fell with Eve in the garden, we have things happening. Cain and Abel quarreled. In fact, they didn't quarrel. Cain became jealous of Abel because God accepted Abel because Cain didn't behave well. So he killed his brother out of jealousy and envy. Now, it was a limitation that stopped Abel from moving forward in life. Have you understand me this morning? So Cain killing him became a limitation. Now, if God doesn't help you, it can happen to you. Now, if you read further down in 1 John chapter 5, if you read verse 20, it tells us that the world lies in wickedness. Which means as somebody is born into the world, you face several obstacles, several challenges, several things that actually are intended to stop you. But let me tell you something. Now, every human being born into this world is looked upon as the enemy to be an enemy to him. When I mean the enemy, I mean the devil himself. Now, when Eve was spoken to by God in Genesis chapter 3. Please touch it as you get back home, you read it because of our time. Now, God said to Eve, he said, because you took this fruit and gave to your husband, you will bear children in pain. But notwithstanding, your seed, meaning a child that will be born by you, will crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise his heel. Now, that was a prophecy telling the devil that somebody will come from the woman that will beat the devil, that will succeed the devil, and bring redemption to the entire human race. Are you listening to me this morning? Now, because of that statement, it means the devil waits and watches every child that is born by the woman and seeks to destroy that child because he did not know which one will be the seed eventually until Jesus appeared. That is why when children are born, they go through several challenges. Children have sicknesses that fight them. It is part of the scheme to stop them in life. Right from the womb, so many things happen. So some ladies carry and they miscarry because of the battle that goes on for every destiny that comes into the world. And each of us have a destiny, a start. The devil, because in your own little way, you are meant to be a light that will help cover the darkness of the devil and help others experience light. The devil wants people to remain in poverty, to remain in sickness, to be subject to the oppressions of wickedness on the dark world. So that if God picks somebody, God could decide to bless you with money, because if you have money, you can raise companies that will employ people and help bring them out of poverty. Hallelujah. You become a redeemer, an extension of the hand of God toward us. Now, when God calls into ministry, that like he has called me, he gives you the anointing that helps you cast out devils, helps you heal diseases, helps you pray and then raise people out of darkness where they are. You become an offense to the devil himself. So now what the devil does is that for every human being, he has put in place a system in the world that is meant to stop us. Most times children are born, the devil fights their parents, make them irresponsible, and they refuse to train those children. And by that action, they have begun already to stop the destiny of those children. Now, but God wants me to tell us this morning that because of Jesus, as we face life, that nothing can stop us. Hallelujah. Why? Let's go to 1 John 5 verse 4, what we just read. Now, why does God say we are unstoppable? Because the natural thing that stops human beings cannot stop you anymore. You are no longer subject by reason of redemption in Christ Jesus to the things that stops others. When which is suppressed and fearful, they cannot strike you and succeed. Are you still here this morning? I've heard stories where people, in fact, there is a community where they said, people will park their cars in the night. And in the morning, they will open up the car. The engine will be very hot. They didn't drive the car. It means in the night, somebody entered that car from the spirit world and then drove the car. Some of them wake up and then their engine knocks. What have they done? The man has a plan to go to the office and maybe he has promotion interview to attend. They stop him by that operation. Hallelujah. Now, so many things happen. That is why God told us in 1 John 5, let me show us that place. 1 John 5 verse 20. Now let's go back a little bit to verse 19. He said, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. If you go to 1 John 3 verse 8. 1 John 3 verse 8. 1 John 3 verse 8. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So that the work of Jesus in your life is to go ahead of you like a bulldozer, removing everything spiritually and physically that can stop you from moving on the path God wants you to move, so that your destiny can effectively shine, your life can grow, the blessing of God can come upon you, and you can apply an authority to fulfill God's destiny in your life and then experience the blessings of God in life. Now imagine God creating Adam now and Eve, for instance, and then God told Adam and said in Genesis 1, 26, 27 and 28, he said, let us make man in our own image. What does it mean? Let us make man to look like us. Having authority like us, having power like us, having wisdom like us, having the ability to create blessings like us. And then let them rule over everything that is in the world, including the lions, the snake, name it, everything, sickness, name it. Now, God knew that if man does not rule over sickness, man can come into the world, sickness will attack man, and then stop man eventually. It means if man does not rule over demons, over the devil, and over the activities of darkness, he can wake up one day, then they attack him and he falls, and then he stops in life. So come to me and say, Pastor, I have struggled. If one young man said, I think wisdom was there that day, he said, I don't know what is wrong with me. If he mentions money that he has touched, you will look at him like this. Because, but he said, when I go to work, I make money. But sir, I don't know what happens to the money after that time. It means there's a cons- his life that he will struggle and make this money, but he will not enjoy the money. Stopping him from experiencing the blessing. Now, Bible tells us that God gives us everything in life freely for us to enjoy. That's why he created this world and then put everything in place so that if there is mango in season, you go and pick mango, eat, and then your heart is gladdened. No father enjoys to see the children suffer. No father enjoys that your children are at home and tell you, "Daddy, I'm hungry, I will die. Will you be happy?" No. Now, Jesus said, if you being evil human beings and you cannot withhold anything good from your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father? Hallelujah. So now, Adam comes into the garden. God says, listen, I have given you everything. You will dominate this world for me. You will dominate spirits. You will dominate angels. You will dominate demons. You will dominate sicknesses. You will dominate everything. It is what you said, because in Genesis 2 verse 19, God created animals and brought it to Adam. I said, Adam, name them. God did not name anything in the world. God only created. It was Adam that took the responsibility of naming those things. I mean, God depends on you to determine how the affairs of life go. It is our responsibility as human beings and more as God's children. Hallelujah. And by doing that, we enforce the will of God. It means in my family, maybe nobody has been succeeding. When I come on the scene, God looks at me like he said to them, he said, dominate. He said that I will stand and say, yes, before me, nobody has succeeded. But after me, everybody is meant to succeed. That curse of failure that has been released to stop us from succeeding, I, the seed that has come, after the order of God's authority, I stop it in this family. People are telling me this morning. Because every human being has things he fights. Not because you want, but because that is how, by reason of what happened, the world has turned into. Hallelujah. And most times in stopping other human beings, he uses other human beings. Like he did to Abel through the life of Cain. Because Cain opened up himself to envy and jealousy. Wickedness entered. God told him, look, my friend, if you don't take care of this thing, you will do something wrong. Eventually, he did it and God cursed him, chased him away as a vagabond on the face of the earth. But God says, listen, I have given you authority in the world. But if you don't understand it, you will still allow things to stop you. The doctor will say, in life, if us nothing dies, because if you allow death to enter, you can suddenly lose your job. You can suddenly fall sick. You understand something? And then your body breaks down and you're finished. Because when you enter into a relationship, the devil enters, pulls the person's heart, and somebody that was meant to help you decides to become your enemy to you. Because the power of the devil, the power of evil, the power of wickedness, that enters to stop human beings that are meant to be a blessing, enters and then decides to, because he knows that if you experience God, he knows your heart, that if you have God's blessings, people around you will not suffer. Hallelujah. So he began that operation right from that garden. He stopped Adam by sin, releasing it. And then Adam could no longer contact God. Because by contacting God, like you come to church, you contact God. You come to church on Sunday, you receive grace. You come always, you receive grace. You come from now, you receive grace. So that as you enter into the world, anything that is planned to stop you is stopped. He knows that if he can stop from going to God's presence, he can stop you. So he does everything to stop us. Now God says, if my people don't understand the fact that I have programmed them to be successes, I have programmed them to live a life where nothing can stop them, they will release themselves and they will be stopped. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. 1 John 5, because the problem with the human race and even God's children is the problem of ignorance. Hosea 4 verse 6, several years God, he said, look, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they don't know. It means you can be a king and not knowing that you're a king, a servant will rule you, control you, command you, even oppress you.
But if you realize that you're a king, you will not give him or her that opportunity to do it. Now, if you don't realize that in Christ Jesus, you have authority over demons, you have authority over sickness, you have authority over any scheme to stop you in life, you will remain so powerful, very weak. And then your life will begin to go in a direction never said that you should go. Are we still here? 1 John 5 verse 4. Let me show something there. 1 John 5 verse 4. So that beginning from today, as you wake up every morning, you say, look, I am unstoppable in this world. Nothing can stop me from succeeding. Nothing can stop me from living in health. Nothing can stop me from experiencing prosperity in truth. Nothing will stop my children from succeeding. Nothing will die around my life. No human being connected to me will die before his time is due. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 verse 4. Now let's go back a little bit. Let's start from verse 1. He said, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. He said, whatever is done what? Is born of God, overcomes the world. We ask ourselves, what is in the world? The devil is in the world. Witches are in the world. Wizards are in the world. Demons are in the world. Sickness is in the world. Failure is in the world. Poverty is in the world. Envy, like Baba has talked about, and jealousy is in the world. Now, for not having done anything wrong to anybody, because you're like beginning to succeed and it's a little more, the person just hates you for no just cause. Hallelujah. Let God carry David, little David, and put him in Saul's house. And Saul saw the grace of God upon his life that was not like what he carried. He began to scheme to kill the poor boy. Hallelujah. And when David looked at him and said, oh king, what have I done that you're pursuing me like this? Is it poor me? What do I have? It was a scheme, because David was meant to be a king that will shine God's light in Israel, because in David's time, Israel became a world power, dominated the world scene. There was so much prosperity in Israel that everybody experienced it. And by experience, when Solomon came as David's son, based on the work David did, Bible tells us that in Solomon's time, gold in Israel was like nothing. That bronze and silver was like wood. It means the poorest man was able to carry silver along around. That it was like sand. It was a program God started by the work in the life of David. Now, because what God will do with your life is bigger than yourself. It will affect your children. It will affect your family. It will affect your children's children. So the devil has seen into the future, and he will do so many things to try to stop you. And God says, I should announce to you this morning that you are unstoppable. That if you will just realize this fact, that there is nothing that comes against you that you cannot overcome. That no sickness can, now forget about all these nonsense about Ebola. We belong to a realm of life. Are you understanding me this morning? That when there is darkness in the world, there will be light amongst us. Now, what God did using Israel in the Old Testament was meant to show us what our lives is meant to be like. When there was boils on the body of the Egyptians, Bible tells us in Goshen in Israel, there was nothing happening. They were living peacefully. Hallelujah. Now, if you come to Exodus 15, he said, If you would just obey my voice and be careful to live according to all that I tell you. He said, I will not put any of the diseases of Egypt upon you. Why? I am the Lord that heals you. It means Egypt can be sick. But Israel, if you will but obey me and follow me, sickness will not come in your tabernacles. If accidentally it comes, it will not kill you. Why? It is my responsibility. I am the God that does what? That heals you. Now, as God created the world, God is above you because the one that creates is bigger than what he has created. So God is above the world. Now, to bring us, the human race, into that realm of being above the world, he gave us his spirit. And as long as Adam stayed connected, the devil could not rule him. Sickness could not rule him. Poverty could not rule him. Failure could not rule him. He kept succeeding and succeeding until the devil said, this one, if I allow him like this, he will come and then put me in one corner. I won't be able to do anything. So he came and tempted him so that he fell. Hallelujah. Now, if you carry this consciousness of the fact that you cannot be stopped, you will be careful how you talk. You'll be careful how you even think. You understand something? Because your thinking and your talking can expose you to being stopped. Hallelujah. So the whatsoever is born of God does what? Overcomes the world. And I've told us what is in the world. When Jesus came, he said, look, in the world you will have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. Why? Because I have done what? Overcome the world. I have come, I have defeated the prince that is in charge of the world. I have spoiled all his works. So go forth and then succeed. Go forth and live in righteousness. Go forth and overcome sin. Go forth and experience the things your heart desire to experience according to the will of the Father. So that what he now does, he tries to keep us from this knowledge so that we keep being subject to him. But today is my prayer that grace will enter your life to rise above the devil's deception this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, our overcoming the devil is in Christ Jesus, because that was the seed of the woman that succeeded amongst other human beings to overcome him. And then started a new generation, a new race of human beings. Hallelujah. If you go to Matthew 11. Let me read it for us. Matthew 11. Because when you understand where you belong to in a relationship with God, you will be so relaxed. Let's go to verse 21. There's something I'm looking for there. It's 21. Matthew 11. Now verse 11. Now read verse 11 and verse 12. Amongst those born of women. Listen to him carefully at what he's reading. Okay. But did you hear that? Lay hold of what of it. Now, he said, of all men born of women, the greatest of them as at that time in history was John the Baptist. Because John was in between the old covenant and the new covenant. But he said, the smallest person in the church, the smallest person in, because the church is God's kingdom, smallest person in God's kingdom, the smallest of persons who believe on him, Jesus, is greater than John the Baptist, has more power than John the Baptist, has more authority than John the Baptist. And I think he said, no, how do they now advance themselves into greatness? He said, the kingdom of God does suffer what? Violence. is advancing by force. And he said, forceful men lay hold upon it. It means people who come to understand, so this is how I am meant to be. They lay hold on the authority and power of the kingdom, and they forcefully by prayers advance themselves. Because when you advance, the kingdom of God advanced. You are the kingdom of God that human beings see. You are God's kingdom in your family. That is why something can go wrong, you stand and say, no, because I am here, this thing cannot come, because I am born of God. I have overcome the world. By my faith, I pass a decree that this evil affliction, you are not meant to continue any longer. It is time to expire. I command you to stop in the name of Jesus. And it stops. Who is offending me this morning? Sister, she let you know that you are unstoppable, that he has put so much in your hands, so much in your life. That is why the Holy Ghost came. In Acts 1, he said, don't do anything yet. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you'll be witnesses, because by that power you subdue the enemy. By that power you subdue sickness. By that power you subdue demons. By that power you subdue witches. By that power you subdue all elements that are raised against you. And then advance yourself in life to the glory of God.
Hallelujah. So in 1 John 5, we already said, whoever believes that Jesus Christ is Lord, is born of God. And by that token, you have overcome the world. So how to enter into this spirit is by believing in Jesus. Because it is a spirit that those that are born of God carry. The spirit of God himself. So that by that spirit they are able to subdue oppositions. Subdue the things that are raised against them. And then advance their lives to the glory of God and to the blessing of others. Hallelujah. Then we ask ourselves, how can I become unstoppable? I have entered. What do I do? Ephesians 3 verse 20, where we have been looking at in the course of our fasting and prayer this month. You will read Ephesians 3 verse 20, Mark 9:23, Luke 1:37. Ephesians 3:20, Mark chapter 9 verse 23. Ephesians 3:20, Mark, okay, Ephesians 3:20. Kanto ayatasa, Jesus. Ephesians 3:20. Mark 9:23. Luke 1:37. So as you get back home, you look at them. Huh? How do I stay unstoppable continually? Luke 37. Ephesians 3:20 said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. Let me explain that. He said, whoever believes that Jesus Christ is Lord is born of God and has overcome the world. Now, John 1 verse 12 tells us, as many as believed on him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. And if he said, these ones are born not of flesh, nor of the will of man, not of blood, but by the will of who? Of God. That means they have entered into an experience of the power of God. By being born of God, which you call being born again, believing in Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost comes into your life, and as the Holy Ghost comes, he brings into your life the power of God. Understanding me? Now, possessing power is not enough. You should know how to demonstrate or release that power. So he said, unto him, which is who? Unto God. If you go to Luke 1:37, he tells us about this God. He said, for with God, all things are what? Possible.
And I'm told the power of God can do anything. It goes beyond being able to heal headache. It is like electricity. With the same electric current, you can run the fan. With the same electric current, you can run your light. With the same electric current, we are powering this place. With the same electric current, you can run your cell phone. According to your need, it manifests for you. Are we following me this morning? Now, the power is in you because you are born of God. The Holy Ghost is in you. Who is the custodian, the carrier of this power? So he said, for me to be able to do above what you will like, because it is when you place a demand on it, according to your desire, by prayer to your Father, or by making decrees according to the leading of your Father by His Spirit. Just as we decree for ourselves at the glory of service, we speak and say, this week will be blessed, this week will be glorious. Or as we are entering into a new month, we fast and pray and then make decrees into the month. Are you understanding me here? Now he says, for what you ask me, I can do beyond that. That means God says, if you're asking me for 1,000 naira, realize that I am able to give you more than 1,000 naira. Hallelujah. If you're asking me to protect you, realize that I can do more than protecting you. I can advance ahead and then stop the enemy from even coming close to you. But he says there are two things. There will be an asking and a what? A thinking. Because in Proverbs 23 verse 7, he said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? So is he. As you think in your heart, that is how the spirit world sees you. So if I think as an overcomer, I carry the mentality of an overcomer, the spirit world sees you. Like the devil sees me and say, leave that one. He knows himself. I cannot do anything against him anymore. Because he came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, Jesus did not need to be told whether he was Son of God. He knew that he was the Son of God. So there was no need arguing about it. He did not need to prove it. Hallelujah. He said, command this was become bread. So look at my friend, look. Man can live beyond this bread. I cannot do what you ask me to do, devil. I will command bread when there's a, you know, later on, he multiplied bread. He did not do it. Yeah. He said, worship me. I said, get away, my friend. We are meant to worship only God. He said, worship me and I will give you the whole world. Look, man, which wealth do you have? The world that you stole from my... That's what the Bible calls him the thief. See, he doesn't come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I hear Jesus came, the woman have love and have it in full, overflowing. That's what we call abundant life. Hallelujah. So he said, if you allow your thinking to be formed by what will help you, that is why in Philippians 4 verse 6, he said, be careful for nothing. Do not be anxious. Don't be worried about anything. But in everything, by what? By prayer and supplication and giving of thanks. Make your request to what? Known to God. And then as you read, he said, these are the things you should think upon. Things that are pure. Things that are of good report. Things that are honorable. That is why I said, let your thinking be positive, not negative. Don't think sickness. Don't think poverty. Don't think failure. Don't think evil, don't think hatred, don't think jealousy, don't think envy. Because these things are things that work against your life and existence. These are things that will stop you on your track and not allow you to ascend higher. According to the grace of God that has been given to you. Now he says he's able to do it according to that power. And he asks, what exactly is this power? The power that created the whole world. The power that when the Father spoke and said, let there be light, light came into existence. He said, let the rivers multiply and bring forth fish. Fish came out. Hallelujah. It means we are meant to be co-creators, co-laborers with him. We belong to the same class with him. Bible says we are seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Far above all principalities and powers. That's why whenever we are so afraid, a cat makes noise in the night, you can't hide your head. It's like somebody carrying, you know, this big one they call bazooka. You're carrying bazooka and somebody is coming with kitchen knife. You're running away. Who is the fool there? Hallelujah.
cause you to understand what he has made available to you.
So when you wake up in the morning and they say your job is threatened, you say, praise God, I have authority. Anything that wants to stop my job, I stop that thing in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, if you want to change this job, let it be a higher job. Let the pay be double what I'm about to lose. Are you pulling on me this morning? So he said, we are born of God, so we have overcome the world. He said, according to our faith. According to what?
Ephesians says he's able to do according to what we think and ask. And your thinking and your asking is a reflection of your faith before God. And what is faith? The confidence that what I expect, God will do it for me. And God says in Luke 1:30, he said, all things are possible with God. And Mark 9:23, he said, if only you will believe. In Mark 9:23, Jesus cast out an epileptic spirit. The disciples say, hey, what? Jesus said, it's because of your unbelief. He said, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So, the man that will be unstoppable first must learn to reflect the thinking of what exactly he expects. Even in success psychology, it tells us that our thinking affects our actions. What does that mean here? If you think you're not good enough, you're not qualified enough, you are not such that somebody should help you, life will be pursuing you like that. But if you think and say, yes, I am born of God, I deserve to be favored, I am chosen of God, I deserve to be helped, you will be shocked at how people begin to run around you to want to help you. So your thinking affects the way life responds to this, a mystery God has been trying to reveal to us. Is there a clear body of what we ask? Often, based on your faith, you begin to ask the Father. Because as you ask him, your confidence begins to grow in the asking that he would do it for you, will bring it to pass for you.
Hallelujah.
So you have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to ask for it. You have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to ask for it. You have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to do what? Ask for it. You have to believe it. You have to think it. You have to do what? Ask for it. Because you are now born of God. You're already an overcomer. But God wants you to demonstrate that characteristic of an overcomer. If I say I can play guitar, you will not know if I can play except when I begin to play it. Listen, that is what God says. Nobody will know that you have overcome until you begin to demonstrate that trait of an overcomer. Firstly, by changing your thinking. If anything negative wants to come to your mind to knock you down, reject it, tell it no. This is not God's thought. This is not what? Not God's thought. God says I will be the head and not the tail. You will not put diseases upon my body. No. He teaches me to profit. He gives me good success. He leads me on the path of righteousness. If sin wants to overtake you, make you commit evil so that God can stand against you, because that is where he comes against us the most. Hallelujah. So should I should tell you this morning that you're unstoppable. That you're unstoppable. That you're unstoppable. That you're unstoppable. And nothing can dominate your life in the name of Jesus. Can we rise upon our feet this morning as we pray? Jesus, can you begin to appreciate the Father this morning? Bible says, oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon that we should be called the sons of God. Why? As the sons of God, we reflect the character of God. We reflect the power of God. We reflect the wisdom, the intelligence of God. We reflect the favor of God. We reflect the help of God. I cannot be stopped in life, because the thing that were to stop me, my Savior Jesus had already stopped them on the cross. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. You can change it by your thinking, by your believing, by your asking. And from your thinking, that is how we preach the word, that is how we teach the word. So that by the word we change our thinking, by the word we change our believing, by the word we change our asking,
to reflect what can renew the power of the Father to act for us in the name of the Son Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this revelation this morning. That nothing can stop me. Nothing can hinder me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can hinder me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can hinder me. Because I am born of God. I have overcome the world. I have what has overcome the world. Even my faith in the Lord Jesus. Zota libra gadaya, impanakato libra gada, imbrokoto libra gada, zora mandea, odolema sata yagadea, lira balakoshia, brahato yabada, ikata yabada. I want you to talk to yourself this morning. Let your mind hear it. Let your heart catch it. Let your body accept it. I cannot be stopped. Sickness cannot stop me. Witches cannot stop me. Occult world cannot stop me. The demonic world cannot stop me. The devil cannot stop me. Envy and jealousy cannot stop me. Opposition cannot stop me. Money cannot stop me. Failure cannot stop me. Sin cannot stop me. I am an overcomer because I am born of God. I want you to declare to yourself this morning, let your mind hear it. Enter your mind. Academically, I will succeed. Maritally, I will succeed. My marriage will not fail. My family will not scatter. My body will not fail to sickness. My business will not fail. My job, I will not lose it. If I will lose it, I must get something higher than that. That is my destiny. That is my calling. That is God's will for me. I cannot be stopped. Manta, my lineage failures cannot stop me. The familiar influence of my bloodline cannot stop me. My weaknesses cannot stop me. Kamayoto, because there is grace. There is grace. He said, where sin abounds, grace abounds the more. So that is so that we can be empowered to walk in an unstoppable realm of life, even in Christ Jesus, where we are seated together, far above all principalities and powers. Declare to yourself this morning, sickness cannot stop me. Abakanto ligada. Lack cannot stop me. Yedamako tamasa tayagadea. Imamba babo satayagadea. Ibrakata legadea. Mandalagadegede. Ibrakata legadayaba. Marababa bababa. Banako sopiantalaba. Ibrakatale. Demons cannot stop me. Even the devil cannot stop me. Opposition cannot stop me. I am advancing God's kingdom. He said, when Jesus John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered by violence. And the violent take it by force. I am advancing my Father's kingdom by force. And no force of hell can stop me. He said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell cannot rule against you. You are the church of God. Hell is not meant to overcome you. Hell is not meant to rule against you. The weapons of hell that comes through sickness cannot stop you. That comes through poverty cannot stop you. That comes through life cannot stop you. That comes through problems in life cannot stop you. Why? Your master overcame the world for you. Kamayolo Malagada, what is threatening you? What is threatening your father? Says, I should tell you this morning that you are an unstoppable human being. Even if that thing has stopped others in your family, you are different. 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 You are that seed that is meant to crush the head of the serpent. That is your destiny. That is a picture of who you are. So wake up and stand in the place that belongs to you. Every veil cast by ignorance of darkness, my father,
Today we pull it apart by the sword of truth in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we declare that the light of God shines in our lives, shines in our consciences, shines in our lives, my Father. Driving out every darkness of doubt, driving out every darkness of unbelief, driving out every darkness of cowardice, my Father. We activate the unstoppable influence in our lives. We activate the unstoppable influence in our lives this morning. We belong to the class that advances the kingdom of God by force. Libra Masantoria Ladia, Le Capa Payagade, Le Brodo Bayagada, La Daga Dada Dada, Rima Mazata. I see a rain of God's grace this morning. I see a rain of God's grace this morning. The grace that will lift you above the thing that has tormented you, that has intimidated you, that has knocked you down, that has removed God from your life, that has removed joy from your life. I see the rain of God's grace entering your spirit, man, entering your mind, entering your heart. Change your mind this morning. Change your asking this morning. According to what you ask or think, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly. That's what he says.
Manto kata kata barobo sata. Father, we thank you this morning. Libro koto libra gada gada. We are more than conquerors, overcomers in this world. We are made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors, overcomers in this world. We are made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now listen to me.
Let me pray for yourself again. The things that have been intimidating your life, that have been causing fear in you and making you doubt the possibility of your succeeding and advancing life this morning, I want you to, under this grace this morning, command them to give way for your life to advance in the name of Jesus. Command them to give way. Is it sickness that has haunted you? Is it a fear for your own life as a person? Is it threat and intimidation from somebody? Kanabada goriagada. Ikanamana sodaba. Zopa Anta, he said to us that this month is the month of no limit. That's why he says you are unstoppable. Bata yagabe. Riba baba baba bab. Makana toko sandarabaka shiabada. Lebra nakayaba. Dozonda lagada. Every limitation of commodity to give way. Limitation of sin, give way. Of sickness, give way. Of lack, give way. Financial struggle, give way. Problems in the family, give way. Sicknesses, give way. Demonic affliction and attacks, give way. Witchcraft manipulations, give way. Occultic manipulations, give way. Whatever form of spiritual attack that comes against us, we command it to give way.
Labado shatabaragada. Zoma antadabatoshka. Zuna kaya bakatori abadaya. Father, we thank you. Suba in tali godos atabayagada. Mambro koto shata branda laba. Iba ba 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 ba. A Savior overcame for us that we will keep overcoming. Zana in kana satabaya. Let it sink into your mind. Let it be inscribed upon your heart. Let your spirit man carry it as a witness that the Holy Ghost has spoken to you this morning, has enforced it to you this morning, has revealed it to you this morning that you are unstoppable, you are unstoppable, you are unstoppable. Sickness cannot stop you. Demons cannot stop you. Witches cannot stop you. The schemings of men cannot stop you. Nothing, 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 nothing. You are unstoppable in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Can you begin to speak into this month for yourself? Speak into this month. Speak into this month. This month is blessed. This month is favored. This month carries good things for your life. Carries good things for your family. This month is blessed. This month is blessed. This month is blessed. The devil cannot determine how this month will be for us. It is us who determine. We have a power of choice. The devil cannot determine it. No. It is for us to determine it. So we decree that this month is a blessing. It's 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 a blessing. This month is a blessing. It's 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 a blessing. We advance God's kingdom through our lives by force this morning. Kana pana koshata. Speak into this month. Kanta katabaya. Liba ba 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 ba. Mambra ta sataya. Liba koto sete baragadaya. La da da baroko to shata. Father, we thank you. For the Lord has our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Even so, let it be, Heavenly Father. Even so, let it be, Heavenly Father. Even so, let it be, Heavenly Father. As we enter into the first Sunday of the month of October, we shall be a gala of testimonies, my Father. It shall be a celebration of testimonies, my Father. There shall be so much, oh God, that we may not have time enough to even talk about it. We thank you for revealing ourselves to ourselves this morning. And for revealing yourself to us once again, be thou glorified. As we go to the table, we decree that the bread is blessed, my Father. Amen. For on that day, Jesus, you broke it and said, take it, this is my body broken for you. May it bring healing, my Father. May it bring advancement, my Father. May it bring your grace, my Father. May it bring your blessings, my Father. In the name of Jesus, we consecrate the wine this morning. On that day, you took a cup and said, take, drink, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for the remission of sins of the whole world. Jesus, as you partake of this, my Father, anything that may have reason to condemn us, Jesus, let your blood speak for us. 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 In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. I'd love for you to take us on and pray for yourself. If there's anything that you have against someone like I keep advising, I want you to ask that the Lord will forgive you. Take it out of your heart so that you can partake of the Lord's table without condemnation. But you partake of it and receive grace. Do not let the devil stop you. 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 Father, we thank you. Receive all the glory, receive all the honor. In the name of